God's word is the most important evidence you'll ever consider. We looked at that last month. It's powerful evidence. It's living. It's powerful. Lesson number two, God's word is the most compelling information that can help prepare your life for the next life. It's not the attorney who helps you with your will. It's not the investment counselor who helps you with afterlife expenses, with insurance and other ways to pay for things so people don't have to worry about that concerning you. It's not those things. It's God's word. It can go with you after your death. It has power. It will live on. There's a gospel plea presented from Jesus. Believe and be baptized. Be immersed into him. Be covered by his blood. Receive remission of sins. The great physician offers it to all who will listen. Third lesson in the land of the living. If we ignore the word of God in this life, the word of God will not ignore us in the next life. Death is sure and hell is real and God will judge. We who are Christians cannot sit on the seat of the uncommitted. We cannot sit on the seat and not be moved by people everywhere in the back door, next door, down the street, or across the ocean. We cannot sit and be unmoved knowing that people are hurtling at a rapid rate into eternity and knowing what's waiting, believing that, being convinced of that and convicted of that. We cannot just sit by and be unmoved. Why was Jesus preaching about it? Because he was moved. He knew what was going to happen.